Hey there, and welcome to the Mom Tana Podcast, your wild corner of the internet where I chat about birth, motherhood, and life in the mountains of Western Montana. I'm Chaya, your fellow Mom Tanan, and guide on this journey through the highs and lows of early parenthood within Big Sky Country. Each Tuesday, I'll cover pregnancy hacks, birth tips, herbalism in motherhood, and more. So grab your favorite hat and your favorite horse, and let's get into the beauty and chaos of Mom Tana living. Hello! This week we'll be talking about red raspberry. The binomial is Rubus ideus, which is the cultivated variety. Rubus strigosus is the wild variety, and it's of the family of Rosaceae. Juliet DeBarclay Levy, in her book Common Herbs for Natural Health, has a beautiful description of red raspberry. It is, quote, found in woodlands and in shady hedgerows, likes water. Leaves are typical rose form, thorny with silver undersides. Flowers are also rose form, pure white, with prominent stamens. Stems are bending and thorny. The fruits are brilliant red, darkening when ripe, and very juicy. Some of the internal uses of red raspberry are as follows. Red raspberry contains fragrine, an alkaloid, which, quote, has a special influence on the female organs of reproduction, especially on the muscles of the pelvic region and on the uterus. That's by Juliet DeBarclay Levy. Red raspberry is a uterine tonic, which, quote, encourages the uterus to let go and function without tension, allows the contracting uterus to work more effectively. That's a quote by Susan Weed. Red raspberry helps relieve morning sickness, helps prevent hypertension, which is high blood pressure. Quote, its astringent properties make it a good remedy for excessive menstruation, unquote, by Rosemary Gladstar. Red raspberry stops excessive bleeding and can prevent postpartum hemorrhage, and it enriches and increases flow of breast milk. So my personal note on the stopping of excessive bleeding and preventing postpartum hemorrhage, I believe that that comes from the uterine tonic quality of the herb. Tonic is tone, like muscle tone. Think, you know, flexing, you've got muscle tone, you can see the muscles and it's sort of contracting down or whatever. So a uterine tonic would be supportive of the uterus toning down, and that in turn would help stop excessive bleeding and prevent postpartum hemorrhage because it's supporting this function that the uterus is supposed to be doing in immediate postpartum. Once the baby is born and out, it should be immediately contracting down, clamping down, closing up the open blood vessels and all of that. And in order to do that effectively, it needs good tone. So this is an herb that's going to support the uterus. It is a uterine tonic. Some of the external uses of red raspberry are as follows. Juliet says, quote, a strengthening application for prolapsed uterus, end quote. I just thought that was interesting. She doesn't go into detail about how exactly we would use that externally, but I'm imagining it has something to do with an herbal compress or a poultice. And there's probably some amount of abdominal wrapping involved in that, just going off of what I know of the practices of belly binding and things like that. So I'm proposing that this is an herbal poultice we would make with red raspberry to go within a belly binding sort of situation or some kind of compress. Some special notes about red raspberry are as follows. It is especially high in calcium, iron, phosphorus, potassium, and vitamins B, C, and E. Red raspberry can help bring down retained placenta. That has to do with the uterine tonic quality of the herb that we've already talked about. Red raspberry is a remedy to infertility in men and women. It is child-friendly and useful for many common childhood illnesses. It can reduce fevers, It has high concentrations of tannin, which can be valuable in helping to heal diarrhea and dysentery. Tannins are what give it its astringent quality as well. Red raspberry fruits can be eaten for a general tonic. A nervine, which is herbalism speak for it calms and balances the nervous system, and are a bioavailable supply of iron.
You are freedom-loving, nature-trusting, and spiritually grounded, and you're looking for a skilled birth attendant who shares your values. With today's politics making birth overly medicalized and invasively regulated, finding the support you want feels out of reach. I offer holistic birth services tailored to your unique needs and family journey. By becoming a member and choosing a support level, you can curate your own experience without the fight or controlling oversight. Just go to momtana.org or check out the show notes for details.
So, in my world, red raspberry is a staple. I have used it all throughout pregnancy. I've used it all throughout my menstrual cycles. I use it immediately postpartum. It is my postpartum staple. And when I say immediately postpartum, I mean basically as soon as I have birthed a placenta, I want my red raspberry tea. I usually ask that it's, well, if I'm preparing it ahead of time, what I do is I have red raspberry and a cinnamon stick, and I'm making a big, you know, large volume concentrate of this tea so that no one's having to really fuss over it other than just sort of getting me the tea when I've just had a baby. And so I have my red raspberry tea immediately postpartum with my cinnamon and honey and all that good stuff. And what I also will put in that is motherwort tincture. And we will talk about motherwort, don't worry, in a future episode. But that's how I use red raspberry. I use it all the time. You might be familiar with it being a tea to prepare people for birth. It's kind of one of those things that people start doing towards the end of their pregnancy because somebody said to do that. And that's because of the uterine tonic qualities of it probably and things like that. But truly, this herb is something that you can use the entire pregnancy. I will say that, that said, make sure that it is something that your body is not reacting to. This is the case for any herb, any food, anything that you're putting in your body that you're not familiar with. And even so, sometimes our pregnant bodies behave differently than our non-pregnant bodies with regards to the foods that we want and that sit well with us. So for example, I, like I have already said, I use red raspberry in pregnancy in like all areas of life. I literally just had some last night and I'm not pregnant. And I'm several months postpartum. but for one of my pregnancies, I can't remember which one, maybe my second or my third, one of my pregnancies, I, hadn't been drinking red raspberry as much. And I became pregnant and thought, okay, well, you know, I haven't been drinking this, but now I'm pregnant and, you know, it's time because this is definitely my pregnancy tea. I was also, I don't know, late first trimester, I think, maybe early second trimester at this point. And so I started drinking it and I discovered that it was not agreeing with my body. My uterus, I would get sort of sporadic, weak spasms, uterine, you know, toning spasms. And it just, something just felt off about it with me. And for whatever reason, you know, and I tried it a couple of times because I was thinking initially, okay, maybe this is just like a one-off kind of random thing that's happening. So I would try it a couple of times and pay close attention. And pretty much every time a handful of minutes after having my tea, I would start getting these little clusters of contractions. And they were, I mean, really, they were not proper contractions at all. But they were strong toning, you know, tightenings and things like that. And again, those are normal. Tightenings and toning contractions and things like that. That's normal. Nothing's wrong. But there was something about these that just felt like, just felt off. Like intuitively, I felt like something was off. And they were stronger than I was familiar with. And so I pretty much just decided that I was gonna not have my tea for whatever reason, this pregnancy, this baby, my body at this stage in life, whatever it was not, not liking the tea. So I did not have my tea until postpartum time. It was delicious. There were no weird things that happened. And then for a subsequent pregnancy, I, you know, tested it out, and I did remember that I had some weirdness with the previous pregnancy. So I was very cautious, paying very close attention, and everything seemed fine. So I continued to use it, and I definitely used it in my most recent pregnancy too. So I'm not really sure why our bodies do that. I think it can be a number of factors. And sometimes our bodies and our babies are just needing different things. Every pregnancy is different. Every body is different. And so anytime you're using an herb or using a new food, or like I said, even a familiar one, make sure you're paying close attention to how your body's reacting and take note of the things that feel a little off, a little funky, a little, I don't know about that. Because that's how your body communicates with you. That's how it's letting you know what's really up. And it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. It doesn't have to make sense to your herbalist friend or your doctor or whatever. If you're getting a feeling that something's not quite right with this, stop doing or using whatever it is that you're doing and using. Because you are the expert of your own body. Nobody else is in your body. Nobody else can tell you what's going on with that intuitive gut feeling that you're getting. And if you really, really are wanting a second opinion, ask God, pray, say, God, I'm not really sure about this. I'm feeling a little weird about it. And logically, it doesn't make sense that I should feel weird about this, but something feels off. Can you let me know what's going on? Just like, let me know what's up. Let me know if I need to stop. And then wait for a response. I like to pay close attention to little things that are meaningful to me that I feel like are communications from God, little winks in the world, or even dreams, or even desires and feelings. I, in the past, have asked, you know, for situations like this, I've asked, okay, if this is not okay, can you make this feeling stronger? And if everything is okay, and I'm just being like a little bit of a worry wart, can you please, you know, let this feeling die out, let it go away. Let me wake up tomorrow feeling totally cool about whatever this is. And those are other ways that I have tapped into that, communication with God and also with my body and things like that. So those are real ways to solve those problems, to answer those questions. So give that a try if you ever have a question and you're really not getting a clear answer from your body. So yeah. All right. Well, that was Red Raspberry, and I will see you next week. Thanks for joining me here. Remember to subscribe, write a review, and check out the show notes for other ways to connect. Nothing on this podcast is medical or legal advice. By engaging with this content, you agree to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Everything in this podcast is property of Prudence Ministries, a private healing association.